Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Now, we're going to read a little bit more, but I just want to pause in these first five verses to point out a couple of things here. They're really pretty important. First of all, in verse 1, he says, Paul, an apostle, not of men. Paul was called out by God and received his revelation directly from Jesus Christ, by revelation. He is unique among all the folks in the Bible that wrote Bible books that this is true. The other apostles walked with him as men and listened to him, but this is after that Jesus has ascended in his new role. And the significance of this today, I want you to see, he says, it's not of men. I didn't get this from somebody. I got this from Jesus Christ by revelation, he says later on here. He didn't have to learn it. He didn't have to go study it out. He just knew it because he received it by revelation directly from Jesus Christ. And he specifically says that, which is somewhat different than revelation by the Holy Spirit. It's distinct. It's different. He also, I might point out, since the real subject today is angels, he did not receive it by way of angels. The law came by way of angels. The past covenants came by way of angels. The covenant that we are under came by the way of Jesus Christ, who was also the one that the covenant was cut by. Paul is saying here that he has a revelation here that supersedes all others. It's different. It's by way of Jesus Christ. Not of men, not of angels, but of Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Interesting phrase there. Deliver us from this present evil world. Deliver is an interesting word that it means to tear out, to actually rip out. It's as if you grabbed a page of your Bible and ripped it out of there.
Wow.
Now, that's a pretty strong
word.
Yeah. He ripped us out of this present evil world. What does that word evil mean? It means hurtful. That's the Greek, hurtful. He ripped us out of this present evil or hurtful world. Well, I assumed that word world there was cosmos, but it's not. It's eon, time period. He has ripped us out of this present time period.
Wow.
And put us in the age of grace.
Wow, that's awesome.
We are not part of the cosmos. We are not part of the evil age that whirls around us. We have been called out and ripped out of that and put into the body of Christ. Now, if that doesn't make you want to shout,
wow.
Oh my goodness, that is an awesome statement. What an awesome God. Isn't that amazing? Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This present world that is around us is evil. The present hurtful age that we live on. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. I'm going to read that verse again. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel. Now, why would anybody expect an angel to come and preach the gospel? Where would they get that idea? Every.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
That.
Yeah. But also, why would people think that an angel would come preaching the gospel? Because everything they had received up to that point came by the way of the angels.
But it's also a warning for the future.
I mean,
that is awesome stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand where but that is awesome stuff.
Yes. Yes. You know, Todd Bentley. Oh, my goodness. You know, I've been online listening to some of his stuff. Oh, my gosh. The man says that God called him to preach angels, not Jesus Christ. Hello.
I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
Wow. That is
and the thing that just blew my mind is when I was listening to the stuff where he's talking about his prosperity angel who owns all of the finances of the world. Now stop and think about that.
That's right, finances of the world.
Is there an angel that owns the finances of the world?
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
In the temptation of Christ, he says, I'll give it to you.
That's his
to give.
All mine.
So who is that angel?
That would be Satan.
Oh, my.
And his old Satanist.
Mm. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I think that we've forgotten the vital role of angels in the Bible and in our lives. Angels really play a big role.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout creation and from age to age, angels have played a huge role in everything.
As we said before, so say I now again, if any preach any other gospel unto you other than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
You know, this whole first 5 or 6 verses here really speaks very strongly to that who's your covering thing. Who is our covering?
Well,
it's Jesus Christ.
It speaks to what's going on.
Absolutely.
With all of this prophetic movement.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how amazing is that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Do I seek to please men?
Yeah. No, that's quite all right. Go for it. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it just jumps right out at you.
But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for neither I received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. The end. Period.
Yes.
No angels.
Yes.
That
yes.
is awesome.
Yes.
That is
yes.
awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Angels. In the Hebrew, the word angel means to dispatch as a deputy or a messenger. In the Greek, the word is angelos, which means a messenger. So they're very similar. They have the same meaning. So every time you read angel in the Bible, think messenger.
Every time you read angel, it's messenger?
When you see that word angel,
yeah.
What the Greek or the Hebrew means
okay.
is messenger.
But don't the angels have other roles besides being messengers?
Yes, but that's the meaning of the word.
Oh, that's the meaning.
They do other functions, but everything they do is to carry out the role that God has sent them to do.
Okay.
They do not have their own agenda.
Okay, right.
I'm talking about the holy angels.
Oh, yeah,
not
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about the fallen angels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And actually the fallen angels don't have an agenda either. They only have the agenda
of
Satan.
Of Satan.
Right, okay?
Okay.
Because he's taken over as the god of this world,
yeah.
who they follow.
Yeah.
So angels aren't going to show up and do what God told them to do. And then, oh, by the way, while they're there, go on vacation.
Give some new revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They're going to do what God sent them to do because they're God's messenger.
Okay.
Okay.
So Gabriel and all those dudes, they're all, I mean, all the angels that we read about, what you're saying is the word angel means messenger.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
But they have different functions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's important to know the meaning of the word. And you'll see further along here why I'm emphasizing that. Now, Paul wrote about us being ripped out of this present evil or hurtful age.
Mm-hmm.
So the ages, and we've talked about the ages, different ages, the different time periods within the Bible. And why is that important? If you take the time periods out of the Bible, what you end up with is a grab bag of things that you can pull out and fit in any way you want to,
mm-hmm.
and everything applies to everything else, and there is no progressive revelation that ends with our age here at this point with the gospel that was given to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel of the mystery is the point that we live at. Now, there's another time coming where it's not going to be that way. So, I'm just going to briefly zip through a few verses where angels appear in the Bible, and we're going to go by time period.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, there's the word angel and angels, singular and plural, shows up something like, and there's 303 times
wow.
in the Bible.
Through the whole Bible. Mm-hmm.
Through the whole Bible. The other day I was telling you, Lynn, and I was telling Moose on the phone about I looked up the word angel,
mm-hmm.
and I was amazed at the numbers. And I actually put it in Excel and put it on a graph to see where the concentration of the activity of angels are mentioned in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting in that the book of Revelation is just all about the angels. And in the Old Testament, what I did was I divided it out so it was per book of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and where you see all sorts of stories in the Old Testament about angels. But when you divide it out across the whole 39 books, there's not that many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a constant presence of angels, but then come the Gospels and it jumps.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of angels. And then it goes back to No. time period of that we're in, and there is a very, it almost drops to none. I mean, there's only a few. Now, there's some mention in there, but it's always mention of angels back in the Old Testament, or mentions of angels going to be coming in the next period. So the activity of angels and the role of angels has changed from our standpoint. Okay, everything's from our standpoint. You know, from our standpoint, the role of angels has changed. Because we live in the age of grace, and we have Christ in us,
mm-hmm.
and we are in Christ, therefore we are above angels.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cool?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't play the same role with us as they did with Abraham. Because
mm-hmm.
Abraham was not above angels. Angels were above him.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a difference. And in the time of the law, the angels administrated the law. They were above people because people were body and soul. We are body, soul, spirit. We are in Christ. We have Christ in us. when he comes back and we're called out of this world, once again God is dealing with a world full of people who are not born again.
So the everybody born again is going
to
be gone.
Yeah, that's right. And so now the role of angels goes back to like it was before the law.
Because there's nobody here.
Right, now Revelations talks about people who will believe after the fact, but they don't get born again. They're believers. So it's different. It's a whole different... They're not under the age of grace anymore. The whole thing changes. Because every... Think about it. Everybody that's born again in this world is gone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What kind of chaos is going to happen? Okay. Angels. Was there... Okay. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. You wanted to go to Ezekiel. We're going to get there.
Okay.
Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Now, I'm going to be bouncing through here a lot of different stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't... I mean, we'd be going till 5 o'clock tonight if we stopped and told the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but these are all familiar places, I think. Genesis chapter 3, verse 24... And this is where, well, it's self-explanatory. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim, which are a type of angel, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. That's really, in the Garden of Eden, the first... Is that the first time we see an angel in the Bible? That's the first place the word angel or cherubim shows up. Is this the first time we see an angel in the Bible?
No. At the beginning.
Where?
I don't know. I'm going to open my mouth.
I can save you some time. It's not there.
No.
This is the first place. Except we see the fallen angel, the serpent, in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually the first angelic being that we see in the Bible, which is kind of interesting. In Ezekiel, chapter 10, this is part of a vision, chapter 10, verse 19. And if you ever wondered if angels have wings, evidently some do. And the cherubims, plural, lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. And when they went out, the wheels were beside them, and everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house. Yeah, the cherubim are not the angels that usually interact with
one standing by your bed.
No. And then the seraphims are another type of angel. And seraphim, actually, the Hebrew means fiery serpent.
Mm.
So in the time of paradise, we see the serpent. And then we see the first... Okay, now in the garden, we don't see a lot of talk about angels because Adam and Eve had direct communication with God. Well, at the end of the time of paradise, God sets the angels at the gate of paradise to keep man out, and man goes stumbling out into the world with angels. Angels are the way that God communicates with them in the time, and then who is the first patriarch? Adam.
Yeah, but that's the patriarchal period.
Right. Right, when they left, yeah.
From them.
Okay, the one that we know the most about and the most famous, of course, is Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And in Genesis 22, verse 11, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, here am I. So we see the role of an angel here with Abraham. In reading the story of Abraham, you see angels involved when the angels came to his tent when Sarah laughed. I mean, angels were a part of the communication all the way through. Okay, now the time of the law. Wasn't that a quick zip through the patriarchal age? Time of the law, Exodus, chapter 3, verse 2. And this is where it gets interesting to me. Exodus 3, chapter 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. All right, now if you've got seared in your mind images that came from the movies,
right,
you see the burning bush and it's God.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, it was an angel.
But it says the angel of the Lord. It's
what does the word angel mean?
Messenger.
The messenger of the Lord.
Okay.
And yep, that's very important here. Very important here. Because in school I was taught, and there are many, many, many people who believe that in the Old Testament when it says the angel of the Lord,
that it was
a pre existence of Christ or a form of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say the angel of the Lord, everywhere in the Old Testament you see that phrase, it's talking about Jesus Christ. But Hebrews says, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies my footstool? If Jesus was an angel before, then Hebrews 1:13 is wrong. And Paul, when he writes about the coming of the law, he says it's an angel. And Paul received his revelation directly from Jesus Christ. And if that was Jesus Christ back there, I think Paul would have known it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, it just doesn't fit. It fits in a lot of theologies, but it doesn't fit with the Word. And so I just have to say, it's not true. So I'm just going to take it just like it says, the messenger of the Lord. Here is another example if you want to go to Judges. Go to Judges chapter 13. This is the story of Manoah.
What, Judges what?
Judges chapter 13. Judges chapter 13, verse 16.
Okay.
And the angel of the Lord, same phrase, okay? Angel of the Lord said unto Manoah,
mm-hmm,
though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread, and if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Mm-hmm.
This is the angel of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same phrase.
Mm-hmm.
For Manoah knew not that he was an angel, messenger of the Lord. He thought he was talking to God. Because further on down, you'll see he told his wife, we're going to die because we saw God.
Okay.
But he didn't see God. He saw an angel.
Right.
Acts 7:53, speaking to the Jews, he says, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Disposition means arrangement, by the arrangements of the angels. Galatians 3:19, wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. So that's in the time, that's the coming of the law. Angels were involved, and that's the point there. Exodus chapter 14, verse 9. The involvement of angels during the time of the law. Exodus 14, verse 19. And the angel of God, or the messenger of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. In Exodus 23, verse 20, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Okay, so we see that the angels are, God has sent an angel in the pillar of fire and the smoke that is leading them through the wilderness. Zechariah chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, if you want to, we're not going to go there, but if you want to see some really interesting interaction with angels, Zechariah is really full of, if you want to read that later. Okay, so let's just jump on towards the gospel times. We know the story of Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed are they among children. Oh, yeah, right. Among children, I don't know where that came from. Anyway, an angel came to Mary to communicate what was going to happen. And then later on, when after Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary and Jesus had gone to Egypt to get away, in Matthew chapter 2:19, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt to tell him it was okay to come back. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 11, when Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Okay, so that's the gospel times. And, you know, this is just a smattering of the appearance of angels in the gospels. Now comes the time of grace when we live. Acts chapter 5, verse 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, but the angel of the Lord, this is the story of where they were in prison. And the angels came and let them out. Jump forward to Acts chapter 8. And we're in a time where it's talking about Philip. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, to Gaza. How did he find out to go down there? An angel came and told him. Mm-hmm. In Acts chapter 10, verse 3, where the story about Cornelius. Now we've got Cornelius out there, who, by the way, is not born again yet. So he doesn't have Christ in him. So how does God communicate? Through an angel. Mm-hmm. Sends an angel. Okay. How did God, in the same instance, how did God communicate with Peter, who was going to go there? It wasn't through an angel. It was by way of revelation, because he had Christ in him. See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Now that is a perfect picture of the time we live in.
Mm-hmm.
See, God uses angels to speak to people who are not born again.
Mm-hmm.
But because we have Christ in us, he can speak directly to us. In the Old Testament, there were a few along the way, the judges, the patriarchs, Moses was one of them,
mm-hmm.
that had the Holy Spirit upon them, and so they could, God would speak to them directly by way of Holy Spirit. Okay, so there is a kind of a really good clear difference of our time period and how it's changed. The role of angels in our life is not the same as the role of angels in an unsaved person, and that's why it's going to change again when all the born again people have been taken up. And all that's left are people who are not born again.
Mm-hmm.
Our time period, 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So he masquerades himself as a holy angel.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. So, in our time period, I think there's pretty clear indication in the New Testament that the angels are still going to be around, but the fact that there are still angels here, and Satan turns himself into a holy, to look like a holy angel, and that there's going to be those out there that are trying to beguile us.
Mm-hmm.
And we evidently see that. And more, I think we're going to see that. Okay, moving right along to the time of his returning. Matthew 24:31, Jesus is talking about it, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Verse 36 says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And in Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And so that's really a bare bones coverage of the role of angels, you know, and the actual things that angels do. There's many, many things that have to do. In the Old Testament, we see angels feeding people, communicating with people, doing all sorts of things. If you remember a servant that had his eyes open and the hills surrounding was a whole armies of angels. Angels are tremendously important and play a huge role in creation. And the battle between the evil angels and the holy angels continue all around us, all the time. As believers who are born again, have Christ in us and are in Christ, and someday will judge on angels, I think we have forgotten and ignore one of the really important aspects of who we are. He has ripped us out of this present time period and put us in the age of grace. We are not part of the cosmos. We are not part of the evil age that whirls around us. We have been called out and ripped out of that and put into the body of Christ. What an awesome God who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.